Welcome to Winning Mood, short, sharp, strongest super coach and punting advice for the NRL week ahead. I'm Jacob Wynn from the Tripod. He's Tim Moody, the 2021 super coach champion. We're live every week, share as much information as we can with each other and our audience, always in under 20 minutes. And we're at an unusual time today. Tim, the first question has to be, how are you feeling, mate? You were pretty crook last night. We couldn't go ahead live. So shout out to anyone who's actually tuning in at this random time to watch us. The show must go on.
Yeah, the show must go on. Unfortunately, couldn't go on last night. I was just a wreck. I was a mess, like chucking up. Everything wasn't good. So I'm back in the game.
Are you still COVID positive, or is this like post-COVID? This is another thing.
Post-COVID. I've spoken to a few other people who said they've had some lurking things happen afterwards. So it's not nice, but...
And it wasn't a reaction to round 12. How did you go in round 12? I'm 100% living vicariously through your team. So talk to me and the followers. I hope you did well.
Bit of an interesting one. Like metaphorically, or I guess they say the got away with the 2 points. I won all my cash head-to-head leagues, 10 out of 10 of them. But it was a pretty average round for me. I don't know how I scraped through. I started off with Wishart as my hooker, with Harry Grant being out, and he scored me 13 points. So I was super stressed. I then panicked and reacted to that low score and made 2 panic trades and used a boost for the second time this year, bringing in Turbo. I was swapping out Turbo, bringing in Karaz, swapping out Tass, bringing in Manu. And I played Manu over Suwali, which sort of made up some of those points for me. So it was a bit of a nice recovery there. I didn't nail the captain, so I'm a little bit annoyed about that. It could have been something massive had I went with Teddy, but I just went with a pretty common one in Cleary there. I scored 1,182, moving up a small amount, just 18 spots up into 374th. That's where we're at for this last week. And this week, we're an important round. We're heading into the first bye round. So it's all about how many numbers you actually have to field this week and how well you've planned for that.
You're doing well, mate. Every week you're telling us you're climbing a little higher. And when you are at the very pointy end, it's not easy to climb. Everyone is dialed in. Everyone knows what they're doing. And everyone's got good teams. So it's pretty cool to hear that you continue to breathe down the necks of the leaders. And the quest to go back-to-back still remains alive. And it is a bye round. Only 4 matches kicking off tonight. 1 match each night. And obviously because State of Origin looms next week. And that should not come as a surprise to any Winning Mood followers, because you've been warning us about the impending bye round for weeks now. So I'd like to know how you are shaping up for it, because you can plan as much as you like, but there are unknowns, of course, injury, suspension, and who exactly will get picked. So how many players are you going to have gone into battle in round 13 with?
Okay, so before trades, I've got 10 players. I lost Viliami Vaiela throughout the week, which is a pretty common one that people held on to. It sounds like Tom Malolo is going to make it, so that'll give me 10. Using trades, I'm either going to get to 12 or 13. I'm not certain whether I'm going to bring in 2 more or 3 more numbers for this round. But what I've heard from Adam DeRussi, the stats guy, the numbers guy in the Supercoach community from SC Playbook, he's come up with some important stats that in the top 100, the average is 9.1 players that people have on average
available this week.
I think in the top sort of like next bracket around that, it's a little bit less. So I wouldn't be panicking if you've got somewhere between, you know, eight to ten. Yeah, if you can, ideally a good number. People who've got 15 are really rubbing it in, like I've got 15. But if they've got some really average players that only pick up a couple of 20s, they could have 3 players, extra players, and you but only get an extra 60 points out of those players. But you could make up that 60 points just in one decent player having scored, you know, 120 and just instead of like a 60. Or nailing your captain is a really important thing to do this week as well. So
just curious, who are your captain options this week? I'll put your team back up on the screen as well.
Sure. So I haven't obviously done my trades as yet. I'm looking at possibly bringing in Drinkwater this week, and we'll talk about him when it comes to the red light, green light. But Yeah, look, he's on the first game of the round, I'm pretty sure.
That's right, tonight. Yes, the Cowboys play the Titans. I mean, so Taumalolo, is he a captain option?
Nah.
Or coming back from injury, you're nervous?
Yeah, not enough upside. Like you usually get about a 60 to an 80 from Lolo. You'd be happily to take an 80 out of him at best. But look, he could just score a 60, and that's a pretty boring VC. It's also a pretty boring captain. So we're trying to jag somewhere from about 90 to 130 if we can get lucky there. But
well, there's two other names I can see on your team that would be in consideration. The namesake of the side, Viliami Kikau. Potentially, yeah, I don't know about his scoring. And the other one would be Joey Manu. He must be an option for you as well. He's obviously playing fullback this week, and the Roosters play the Raiders on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, that's right. So I most likely will go with Manu as the captain. If I can get a big enough score out of Drinkwater or maybe Kicker, whoever I end up VCing, I'll loop that. So it's another thing to keep in mind, guys. We do have two cracks at the captain this week. Because no one's going to have 17 players, it's very easy to do the loophole. So if your VC goes really well, then you just bring on a guy that's not going to be playing for you in this round, make him your captain, and then make VC that you've selected with the big score actually get double points instead of the captain. So that's a bit of a loophole.
So strategically, even if your best player, the player you think will score highest, is playing tonight or maybe tomorrow,
exactly,
you wouldn't captain them.
No, I'd vice
because it's a missed opportunity. You vice captain them, you captain someone else, and then if they do go off, you just do the loophole where you bench the guy who was going to captain, and you do sacrifice their points, but you're saying it's worthwhile if the VC score
There's no point going to be actually sacrificed this round. Normally, you'd have to cop an auto emergency and you'd miss out on the guy that you end up dropping to bring on the non-playing captain for. Because of this round, there's only we don't have 17 players. There's no loss. There's absolutely no loss to
do. Also, if you VC Drinkwater tonight, you captain Manu on Sunday, let's say, but then Drinkwater scores 130 tonight, right?
Yeah.
Then you just take the captain off Manu, or
off
how do you execute that?
I take the captain off Manu.
It's instantly going to make Drinkwater your captain, but you're still going to get whatever points Manu scores on Sunday.
Yes, exactly. That's right.
Okay.
So basically, in short, you would, if I had Drinkwater and he scored 120 or something like that, I wanted to loop him, I would then not have Manu anymore as my captain, and I'd bring on someone who's not going to play this week. Like, let's just think at the top of my head.
Anybody, Munster, whatever.
Yeah, Munster, make him
Munster your captain. I get you. I'm with you now.
Yeah, make Munster my captain. Because he doesn't play, you get your double points from your vice captain. And so you'll still end up playing all your other players. It's perfect. You want two cracks. Even if I thought Drinkwater, which I don't think is a slam dunk, if he was a slam dunk and I thought he'll definitely score 100 points tonight, I'd still make him a vice captain because I can easily double it up. And just
we call that in punting like a free roll. It's a free throw at the stumps. So you'd be silly not to take that opportunity. So people who haven't experimented the loop, even me, I'm a bit nervous. It seems too tricky
easy
and
to do it.
It won't work out for me, but this is the week you're kind of silly not to do it. You said you got two or maybe three trades up your sleeve. I think that would play into your red light and green light. Can you talk to us about who you're considering picking up as well as dropping?
Sure. So my red light, green light for this week, guys, is I'm really looking at bringing in Angus Crichton. I think he's a buy of the week. He's missed out on Origin. He's a keeper and he's going to play this round for us, so we can bring him in and not have to worry about trading him back out. Great purchase, 550K. So, awesome. Wrap it, lock that in. Another one that I'm really keen on is look, I've got issues with my hooker. I've got Grant there who might not back up next round and might get rested a little bit, and Wishart, who's not getting much game time. So I'm going to probably sell Grant over this bye period for and probably try to bring Grant back into my side round 18 or 19. So I'm looking at either going to Api Korosau, who plays this round, or Robson, who plays this round, possibly even McInnes, who doesn't play this round but plays round 17. So that's another option for me. Another one I'm keen on is who I mentioned earlier, Drinkwater. Now, Drinkwater scored terribly last week. He scored about 12 points, and that was against the Panthers. I did say last week, great purchase for upcoming, but not against the Panthers. So people who bought him in a week early, obviously it's going to suck. It's going to be tough to score against the Panthers. But this week, I was almost turned off him. I almost thought, look, he only scored like 10, 11 points. I don't know if I can justify bringing this guy in at big dollars. He's got a high BE. He's going to lose money. So, oh, then I just got really talked into it by another past winner from 2016, Wilfred Z, who said, you know, this could be a really nice opportunity. People are turned off him because of that low score. And maybe, you know, he goes really, really well. And that's an opportunity there. So, look, I think I'm going to go with Drinkwater. I think he's got that game in him to score well. Maybe not every game, but I'm going to take the risk with him, I think, over Dylan Edwards.
You get the feeling as well that everyone was surprised with Dearden being pulled into the Queensland side, and he is 18th man, but he won't play tonight. Now, I presume that the Cowboys will line up the way they say, which is Drinkwater remaining at fullback. You've got the Hammer there, who can play fullback, but he's been named in the centres, and they're bringing in Hampton into the halves. I just wonder, could Drinkwater play in the halves, or if not, he may just get a lot of touches and he may do additional playmaking to take the load off Hampton and Townsend. And that could play into high scoring. And I'll say ahead as well, in terms of my punting tips, the Cowboys are one of our two favorite sides this week. Some people may be doubting them tonight because they do have a few key players out and they are off a game where they scored zero. I'm not worried. I was quite impressed how they performed down in Penrith against, you know, the best side in the competition by far. And defensively, especially, you're playing a completely different caliber of side at the Gold Coast, and they've been in camp. So we think the Cowboys will win and cover the line tonight. So then I would support, you know, you liking some of the key Cowboys playmakers in your Super Coach team.
I thought I'd just chuck in some other green light, orange light, red lights real quick, just for in general for other people if they're interested. Some green lights. I like Robson as a hooker, Tuolungi from the Cowboys on the wing. Yep. Drinkwater as well. Other names for green lights is Kikau, Edwards from the Panthers, Karaz from the Bulldogs, Olakawatu from Manly, Garrick from Manly, Tarpany from the Raiders in forward or second row, Angus and Manu from the Roosters. Really good buys for this round. Some orange lights I'd say be cautious of is the Hammerso. I don't love him as a, you know, full-term option or permanent option. Even a short-term buy, don't love it. Schuster could go really well, but be careful. He's coming back from injury. He's a bit over size and not perfectly fit. Tohu, back from injury. A little bit cautious of it. I'd prefer Angus if you can go one, if you're going to go one or the other. Hudson Young, I picked him up last week, scored it terribly. Savage, be careful of him. And big red lights is Viliami Vaiela, who's been dropped. If you can be patient and hold on to him.
Broken jaw, I think. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I which he played that with. That's what I heard. Yeah. Okay, so yeah. Probably wouldn't hang on to him. Yeah.
Just because we can move him on to another round 13 number, even though he is got a low BE, and if he makes the field again, he will still make money. I'd just get rid of him. For me also, I think if you want to sell Harry Grant, I'm doing it. I don't think it's a great sell. It's team dependent. If you've got backup in your hooker, you don't need to sell Harry Grant. But if you're feeling a bit thin in hooker, I'd probably look to sell him just to someone who's going to be playing week in, week out for the next little four rounds. But yeah, okay, cool. So moving on, what have you got for us other than the Cowboys covering the line in
Ben? Yeah, mate, well, I said that was one of my favourite two. And the other one, which we really like a tripod, is the Roosters, the last game of the round. I think they're going to continue their roll on. Lose Teddy, but you get Manu, as we've spoken about, to cover. That's your best backup fullback anyone's got in the comp. So, and we saw him carve up during this period a year ago as well. So I don't think the Roosters lose too much in attack. Like Tupou out as well, but Billy Smith comes in. I think they cover the loss of Collins. They didn't lose Angus Crichton, as you alluded to. You still got those halves in Akiri and Walker there. Whereas their opponent, the Canberra Raiders, lose their two best players in Jack Whiten and Josh Papali. So as well as the Green Machine have gone in recent weeks, strung together three wins and then went close against Parramatta last week, I'm not going out of my way to bet against Canberra, but they're going to be weakened this week and they play a Roosters side that really needs to win. The Roosters' next three opponents, Storm, Parramatta again, and Penrith again. They got to pick up some points. I think they're a legit title contender, but you've got to get enough wins to get yourself in the four to have a real shot. So our best bets, we laid the -2.5 with Cowboys. That line is now above 6 in some places. Minus 3.5 with the Roosters. It's mostly 4.5 now. We're playing Roosters score over 3.5 tries. I think that's the one day game of the week. I'll even give you a bonus tip too. The mixed matchup, which we got up last week. This week, we're taking Roosters and Cowboys combined to outscore Titans and Raiders by 10 or more. Basically, nice. Just add the two lines of those games together. They're both about 4 or 5. That we're a combined 9-point favorite, so we've got to win by 10 or more. But $2.25 on our show sponsor, Top Sport. And you can introduce the other great play that we've got for Toppy this week.
All right, the 2 out of 3 ain't bad. So we're doing something a little bit exciting this week because Viliami Kikau is due. We've got him as one of our options. Really excited about that. He's my boy. We've got, I don't know about the pronunciation, Tuolungi or Tuolagi from the Cowboys.
I say Taolungi. Taolungi,
but, there you go. Yeah. I gave you two options and it wasn't either one of them. And also Suwali. So we do like the Cowboys. We like the Roosters as well. And Penrith are going to, I reckon, kill it as well. So we look like we've got some good options here. It's good value of 260. We've had a bit of unlucky fortune over the last couple of weeks, but I think, look, this week is the bounce back.
Yeah, the two sides we've just spoken about, we're in agreement, we think will perform well. Cowboys, Roosters, you can't go too wrong with picking two studs that both play on the wing, that are both actually have just come out of Origin camp, so they know they're knocking on the door and they want to keep putting their best foot forward, but they both get released back to their clubs to play this week. So you're kind of 50-50 in each of them. You could win the bet just that alone. But then we'll go Kikau. And the thing I like about some of these big-name Penrith players, Penrith has 6 out. So you feel that the others, stars that still remain in the team, your Coruscals, your Edwards, your Fisher-Harris, and Kikau, they've got to kind of lift a larger load this week.
Kikau so up it against is, his future new club as well.
So, yes, good point, good point. There's a bit of rivalry there because you've got Burton facing his previous club, and Addo Carr will be very keen for a strong game too. But you definitely feel that Kikau, like that left side attack, you've still got Kikau, you've still got Tago and May as well. And I'm really excited to see what Kurt Falls can do in 5-8 there. So we definitely think that left edge will be a threat all night for the Bulldogs, who are not the strongest defensive side. So yeah, good chance with that bet. Now, you don't know this yet, but I'm thinking, Tim, we won't do our live show next week, Wednesday night. That's going right up against Origin, basically. So we might have to do that show 24 hours later. But what we might do, even if we don't have a show between now and Origin 1, feel free to give us any prediction or how confident you are in your Blues. But we might put our heads together and come up with a winning mood, 2 or 3 ain't bad, for Origin 1. We might pick 3 players between us and have a fun try score bet. And look, tries are hard to come by in Origins, but we'll get a decent price.
Get some good value there.
We'll pick at least a player from each state. We'll see. Maybe we get 4 players like we did in Magic Round and go 2 Queenslanders, 2 Blues, and see if we can pick up 2 tries between them. So that's something people can look forward to following us in the Tripod Punters Tips Forum group, where we always post our plays, and as well following your page, the SC Lurker. You want to introduce or remind people how they can win a jersey? And then you can sign off.
So this Sunday, the game, refresh me because I don't have it in front of me.
Raiders-Roosters.
Raiders-Roosters. So you just need to put in the comments who you think will be the last try scorer, what minute you think they will score in the game, and the closest to that will win themselves an NRL jersey of their choice, which is an awesome prize. Get around it.
Yeah, it's been cool, man. I just saw this morning the last 4 people that won jerseys, 3 of them are all gone for Origin jerseys as well.
Oh, that's cool.
So they'll be getting ordered today or tomorrow and be getting an Origin jersey for following the show for their free guests. So get amongst it, guys.
Yeah, awesome. Other than that, if you're going to have a bet, do it with TopSport. Do so responsibly and use the code TRIPOD if you're just signing up to them. Other than that, we hope we have put you in a winning mood. We've still got an extra 45 seconds. I feel like we've got a bit of extra time here. One thing I will mention just before we wrap up is don't go too crazy with buy round numbers for this week if it's going to leave you short on trades. If you've been going really, really crazy with trades, relax a little bit. Be happy with your, say, 9, 10, 11. Just go into this round with that. You'll survive it. It's all about having enough trades to get you through the end of the year. You don't want to be short and left with 16 players from round 20 to 25 because you don't have any trades left and you've got too many injuries. So keep that in mind, guys.
Shrewd advice, mate. Appreciate it. Sorry we're late, guys, but I'm glad to see Timmy a little bit more back on his feet, or at least back on the road. So good luck. Hope we put you in a winning mood. We'll catch you next week.